This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Thaddeus McCotter has a suggestion for you. Go to a search engine and ask it for the reasons for an impending climate apocalypse. It will list such things as the use of fossil fuels, agricultural practices, and much more. He says this is misleading because the seminal cause for this is you. He says, well, okay, maybe not you specifically, but certainly enough people to make the world less burdened by the blight upon Mother Nature that is humanity. Fewer people mean fewer carbon emissions. That is why his commentary has the title, Save the Planet, Call the Herd. That explains why abortion has been praised and pushed by climate activists as a liberating right. The Supreme Court ruled against Roe v. Wade, but the post-Dobbs world shows abortion proceeding along in most states. It also explains why the American Medical Association might change its view on euthanasia. In the past, it described euthanasia as fundamentally incompatible with a physician's role as healer. But attempts to alter that perspective are being proposed in government-run healthcare in Europe. You know, one of my major professors in graduate school, I later discovered, was one of the co-founders of Zero Population Growth. Back when the organization started in 1968, the world's population was 3.5 billion. Today, the world's population is 7.8 billion. If the founders thought the world was overpopulated 55 years ago, imagine what environmental activists today must now think. If we have an overpopulation of deer, it is time to cull the herd and issue hunting licenses. Environmental activists don't want to issue hunting licenses, but they are eager to promote abortion and euthanasia. Remember that the next time you hear someone talking about an impending climate catastrophe. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.